This is Davin's Den.
And we are back for the last segment of Davin's Den, and it's been a lot of serious political conversation tonight. Very heavy topics. So let's continue in that vein with some scamming scammers. So what we'll pick up is Fake Davin and Michelle had started some cyber sex, kind of. But Michelle wanted more dick pics, and really, who can blame her? But Joe and Pip felt like there were ulterior motives. Like, this wasn't based on love of my phallus. This was based on possibly trying to blackmail me. And as Joe and Pip often do, they say hurtful things. They don't understand the love that I share with these people, and they think that at some point these dick pics, were I to send more, will come back and haunt me.
Well, you know, Joe and I are terrible people, and we say these things just to hurt you.
That's how you got the job.
Yeah, I know where my bread's buttered.
Exactly. All right, so we will pick up. That was March 19th. So, I will give you the last couple of words from sentences from March 19th, then we'll start with March 20th. She says, but you said that you love me, but you can't prove it. Why? I go, don't say that. She goes, honey, I've already said it. I've said it already. If you know that you love me, you provide it to me, okay? She's talking about the dick pic, so we'll continue. I go, how does me sending dick pics after dick pic prove love? I'm beginning to think you only want to be with me for my dick. Which is a change, because usually we think they only want to be with me for, like, my iTunes cards.
Yeah, yes, I know. It's like, oh, well, you know, this is a nice change of pace.
It is a nice change of pace. She hasn't asked for money. She's asked for Bitcock, and I'm a big fan. She goes, no, is a lie. Honey, sweetie, I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. I love you to the extent that I cannot control myself again. Well, it's been a month.
What?
I understand. I go, but you make me feel like nothing other than a dick. I don't know. I don't even know what you do with them. You are like a dick pic monster. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, really.
More. If we are having sexy talk and I feel like sending one, okay. But for you to say if you love me, you will send me one, send me a dick pic, is hurtful. This is a ridiculous conversation.
Yes, it is. I'm here for it.
I mean, like most women don't want dick pics, and for a guy to say, "Am I nothing more to you than a cock?" Is that all I have to you?
That's almost a conversation that I had once.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You had that conversation with a guy?
Yeah. I was like, I've never felt like more of a whore.
I find that hard to believe.
What's that?
I said, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, no, it was, we were getting into it, and he was like, putting the brakes on big time, like, whoa, what do I mean to you? And I'm like, wait, what now? I'm holding something especially dear to you, and you're worried about how I feel about you right now? Wow, this is unique. I don't know what to do.
I get it. You know, listen, we don't want to just be a piece of meat. I get it. This guy, you know, he will not, you know, have his personal worth deteriorated by someone like you. Good for him.
You know what? And he no longer did.
What, you kicked him to the curb after that?
No, it was not because of that, but because there was just too many strange things going on.
Like his desire to talk to you and have conversation?
Yeah, how dare he?
What's wrong with you? Just give me the monster, damn it!
I know. You know what? I was younger. That's what I wanted. I didn't understand why he was like... I was like, wait a minute. I heard brakes squeal in my head just now. You want to talk now?
What are you thinking about? I'm thinking your dick's getting soft in my hands.
Yeah, you know, I thought this evening was going to go slightly differently.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Why should Pip be any different than anybody else on this show? All right. She goes, okay, I'm so sorry for that, okay? Where are you right now, honey? See, she's apologizing. I will not be made to feel like one of Pip's toys. I will not be made to feel like that man from Pip's past with this woman that I'm talking to now, who's in Yemen.
Yes, you're talking to him now.
I go, it's fine. You know, I want you to love me and my dick.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I go, I'm home. We'll be going out later to deliver food for hungry children. Oh, yeah, that's when I was doing that. Again, whenever I do something nice, I want the scammer to know so they think fucking twice before they do evil to me. But this one doesn't want to do evil to me. She just wants my dick pic. So really, there's no need for that. This is a good woman. A good woman. A good Christian woman who's just looking for love and dick. My type of gal. She goes, okay, I will love you and your dick, okay? Okay? It's okay, Michelle. It is okay.
It is okay.
I go, okay, and me and my dick will love you. Hallmark ain't got nothing on me.
That was one of the most beautiful sentiments I've ever heard.
Sure, I can't believe that card was only in the 99 cent section. I don't know why.
I don't understand. And the corner was clipped.
Yes. She goes, what are you wearing now, honey? I go, boxer shorts. She goes, okay, honey. I go, what are you wearing? She goes, me and my pussy will love you too. Oh, my.
Wow. That went from 0 to 60.
This one is definitely more into the cyber sex.
Yeah.
I go, she goes, me and my pussy will love you too. I go, that's all I want. That.
Nice team effort.
That love of a good woman and her pussy.
I love that song, me and my pussy.
Don't think that's how it goes.
That was made by Valerie and the Vulvas.
was it a 50s doo-wop song? Okay. You know, it's hard to imagine. Like, would this be like a real conversation?
No, this is not a normal, real conversation. By the way, I was doing me and my shadow, but I have a sore throat, so.
We know. I go, that love of a good woman and her pussy, she goes, I'm wearing red bra and panty, which is different than brain and panty, so.
Yes, I like that.
I go, I bet you look sexy. She goes, okay, honey. I go, if we were together, I'd kiss you. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go,
can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
It's like you go, yeah, I bet you look sexy. She's like, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Of course I do. But wait, are those military regulation red bra and panties? I'm just wondering.
Well, they're camouflaged. Yeah, I can't see your tits.
Nice.
I like she's working undercover, dear.
She's hoping you will too.
I it seems that way. I go, I'd love to feel your body, baby. She goes, I feel like having real sex with you now, honey. I go, I gently kiss your breasts. This is like the type of shit Pip likes. It's like I guess we're doing this.
We just heard about her creepy antics. Of course she likes this shit.
Creepy antics. It wasn't creepy antics, only to him.
You know, Joe, it's a shame you weren't there to give her away at her wedding.
What? Nobody gave me away at my wedding.
But Joe would have been perfect. Mr. Helix, I give you a Pip and her creepy antics.
Yeah. I'm sorry that didn't go down that way.
I'm sorry it didn't go down that way, too. Joe, he's such a way with words. She goes, me too, honey. I feel like sucking your dick now, honey. You know, this is what we're looking for.
Yes, yes. This is what, give the people what they want.
Or giving you what
give
you want.
Give him what she wants.
I love the way she says, I feel like sucking your dick now. You know, I went over the grocery list. I mopped. I swept up. I put away shit in the pantry. I feel like sucking your dick now.
Yeah, and where's, and where's the problem with that scenario? All good things, my friend. All good things.
I've heard more romantic shit from a bailiff. Are you kidding me?
You know what? You've just never heard anybody say they want to suck your dick, so you're confused. These are two kids in love. She loves me and my dick. All right? I can't help you. All right. I go, yes, please. She goes, honey, will you like to suck my pussy? I go, yes, I would. This is so weird reading this shit on the It's so funny.
Yeah. I'm kind of uncomfortable the way she presents things.
Should I skip over this, Pip?
No. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
All right. She goes, honey, will you like to suck my pussy? I go, yes, I would. She goes, okay, honey. See, that was an easy negotiation.
Like a gentleman's agreement with handshake.
Okay.
Sure, while you're there.
Let my box. Like a
straight fire
in a water dish. Let my box.
That's so romantic, too.
I go, I'd love to be between your tan thought. What?
Nor my hook.
You're ruining it. You're ruining Zombo. It's getting sexy here.
Oh, God.
I go, I'd love to be between your tan thighs licking your tight pussy. She goes, I feel like be with you right now, honey, and have sex with you. I go, I feel it too. She goes, but my problem is that you are far from me, sweetheart. I go, I know. Touch your pussy and imagine it is me. Imagine I'm tasting you, licking your clit with the tip of my tongue. Touch yourself, lover. Imagine it is me. This is 6:46 in the morning. What the fuck am I doing?
You don't like morning,
sir? Yeah, but I got Morning Joe on in the background. I got Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski looking at me over here.
Oh, that's not sexy time. Well, the best part of waking up is... her vulva in your cup.
In your cup.
Pip wrestled that one out of her mouth. She goes, baby, touch your dick and feel like I'm the one touching. All right, do we think this is a dude or a girl? Before we said we think this is a girl.
I think it's a girl.
Yeah, man, like this is going above and beyond, right?
Yeah, no, the guys aren't usually comfortable with talking like this, but this person is, so I'm thinking this is a girl who's done it.
maybe.
Belinda didn't even like this shit, and she liked me.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine a guy, you know, you got, all right, touch your cock and think it's me. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm saying it.
Yeah, right. But I mean, you're reading it out loud. You're not the one who's proposing it. It must feel different. Like, Joe seemed really comfortable saying that phrase.
Comes easy to him.
All right, stop laughing like Satan, all right? Enough of you.
She goes, should I read this in the sexy voice? I don't know. Baby, touch your dick.
No,
and-
please.
No, don't read it in the sexy voice.
Just the way
to
go. No, just read
it. Wait a minute, hold on. Usually you're so into this. Why? This is like what you've always wanted, Pip. Now you're back.
I know. I'm a little uncomfortable with the way she talks to you. I can't put my finger on it. But
you got to read it matter-of-factly, cuz that's how it's being typed
for
you.
That's how it feels. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, this person could be completely into it, cuz this is very graphic. And very detailed.
Yeah, it is.
Very detailed.
I think that's like, I'm like,
I think it's matter of fact. Like, you wouldn't want your mechanic to talk sexy to you. It's the check engine light. You know? This is not the same thing, you know?
So you don't think she's into it at all?
No, I think she. I'm not sure if she's into it, but I think it sounds funnier to me if you do it matter of factly, like it's a transaction.
All right. She goes, baby, touch your dick and feel like I'm the one touching. I go, yes, baby. I want you so badly. She goes, yes, baby, because I'm touching my pussy now. I mean, this is really fucking detailed.
It really is.
I go, how does it feel, love? Me too, honey. I go, I want to be inside you. Moan for me, baby. She goes, I feel like sexing you and sucking you at the same time, honey. Me too. I go, She goes, me too, sweetie. I want to be part of you, honey. Well, that was very nice. That was very nice.
Good boy.
Well, that is nice. But I'm sexing you and sucking you at the same time?
She's sexing me and sucking me.
I don't understand what that means, but go ahead.
You don't have to.
You don't understand what that means? Holy cow. What, did you just get out of a nunnery? And I like the way this
matter of fact,
it's like, oh, what did you, oh, that's nice. Stick a finger in your asshole.
I'm like, well, I'm not sure what the sexing and sucking meant. But thank you for clearing that up for me.
And that's why that guy was like, slow down. I don't know if you want me to, if I want you holding this.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
I go, you keep talking like this, you'll make me come, baby. She goes, honey, I feel like talking to you like this every moment, honey. I go, I could get used to that. Sure, it fills showtime. She goes, honey, I'm touching my pussy now. I go, slip a finger inside. She goes, what are you doing now, baby? She goes, okay, honey. I go, touching my hard dick and thinking of my woman. She goes, is what I'm doing. I couldn't read what I wrote.
There was a brief moment there where I was like thinking of my.
No, because I had a typo, so I had to read what the hell I wrote.
Yeah, you were like, I'm thinking about my,
because,
what?
Because
thinking about your what?
I replaced my W with an E in woman, so I'm like,
women.
She goes, it's what I'm doing now, honey. I go, move your finger slowly in and out of your pussy. She goes, me too, sweetie. Yes, honey, is what I'm doing right now. I go a little faster, baby. She goes, I'm touching my pussy, feeling like you are the one touching and sexing me. I go, yes, baby. She goes, honey, I'm so fast. I go, come for me, baby. Imagine you are coming on my dick. Come and say my name, Michelle. She goes, baby, is how I'm feeling now. Imagine my dick is going in and out of your tight pussy. God damn, this is graphic.
Yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed reading this shit. I probably switched over to Boomer and Geo at this point.
I love that you're writing this really graphic stuff, and it's like, oh, let me switch channels.
Oh, God. And it's like, I really want you not to make so many fucking penalties.
She goes, wow, okay. She goes, baby, snap your dick for me. I want to see your dick one more time. Baby, is how I'm feeling right now, honey. She wants the other dick pic.
Yeah, when she said snap your dick, I'm picturing like, bang.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Really, snap my dick.
Snap my dick, it doesn't work that way.
Ow, stop, I don't like this. I don't want to play this game. Ow.
I'm going to roll up like an awning if I do that.
All right, so do you guys think I cave in and give her the dick pic now?
No. No, I think that you're just like, you know, hey, just let me enjoy the moment for a second. Jesus Christ.
What do you say, Joe?
I don't know. You probably will lead her along, you know? We should have sent us some of the things that Deb sent us.
No, we shouldn't have.
Oh, really? Dad?
Send them to Pip where they can be enjoyed and relished. I go,
I don't know.
I go, honey, not this time. I just want to enjoy this. I will another time. So Pip was right. She goes, okay, honey, I'm waiting. I go, honey, make yourself come. Can you do that? She goes, yes, honey, is what I'm trying to do at this point. I go, imagine me kissing you as I thrust in and out of you. Your breast pressed against me as we move in rhythm. She goes, okay, honey.
All right.
Okay. Okay, honey.
Whatever you say, our bodies will be entangled in the sweat of love. Yeah, whatever you say, Chief.
You do you. You do you.
Whatever you say, Chief. Yeah, I know.
Like we're scheduling the pipe trailer.
I go, what do you want me to do to you? She goes, I feel like having serious sex with you right now, honey. Serious sex. Not to be trifled with. Serious sex.
Right. None of this jokey stuff we've been doing so far.
No.
Right.
I go, me too. Tell me what you want me to do to your body. And then I guess she disappeared. I go, where are you, baby? She comes back like about 20 minutes later. She goes, baby, use my body and do whatever you want, okay? 20 minutes later, she fucking comes back.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Where that's a big pause.
So then I go, where'd you go? And then she sent me Google Maps of Yemen. Ay vey.
You should have sent you a map of the hymen.
Well, no, as show history will dictate, you could have used that, sir. Not me.
Where'd you go? She sent you a picture of Yemen. That's hilarious.
It's ridiculous. I go, I mean, we were having fun and then silence. She goes, baby, sorry for late responding, okay? I was a little busy then, but done now, honey. Sweetheart, please don't be angry with me, okay?
Whoa. She was about to come. What did she have to go? Answer the phone? What is she doing?
I know.
Like, I'm going to call. Hold on. Somebody's at the door. I mean, what?
What are you inside the tank and all of a sudden you had to like go on maneuvers? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I go, not angry. I go, just unsettling when we are being intimate and then you vanish. Makes me think I should not do that with you. She goes,
yeah.
I'm so sorry, honey. It will not happen again, I promise. So, sweetheart, where are you now? I go, dropping supplies off for senior citizens. Oh, I was doing that. That was at 3:08 p.m. She goes, what? That's when I was dropping off masks and shit like that, I think.
Walkers and knitting needles.
No. No, we're in the throat. this is March.
And dropping trowel, apparently.
Why not?
This is March of 2020. So this is like we're in the throes of COVID.
Yeah.
She goes, what? I don't understand, honey. I go, states are on lockdown. Senior citizens should not go out. I'm delivering groceries to them. She goes, okay, now I understand what you mean, honey. I go, good, love. How are you, my baby? She goes, I'm fine. And you, sweetheart? And then she sends me a bunch of hearts and lips. I go, I am well, baby, just trying to keep busy. I may go looking for Bigfoot.
She goes, what?
I said, I may go looking.
Why?
Well, why wouldn't I? I got time to do. Time on my hands.
I'm trying to keep busy.
There was no shows going on.
I may go looking for Bigfoot.
Well, sure. I mean, I still think she's a scammer. Why wouldn't I have fun at her expense?
Of course.
She goes, foot or food? Which one, honey? And then she goes, a bunch of lips. I go, Bigfoot, Sasquatch. I'm bored and everyone is isolated, so why not go to the woods and see what I find? She goes, okay, honey. What?
Okay, you're nut.
She goes, okay, honey, love you. I go, hopefully I won't get eaten, LOL. I love you too, my sexy little warrior. She goes, okay. Honey, what do you want to eat now? I go, you, LOL.
I was in the middle of that, and then you left.
Yeah, seriously. What's wrong with you, woman?
She
laughs. She goes, but I'm far from you. What will you do now? I go, maybe I can get you delivered. She goes, how, honey? I don't understand what you mean by delivered. I go, I'm playing, honey. I was just saying I want to eat you, and maybe I could have you sent to me. She goes, honey, if you wish to see me and have me, like you said, is in your hands. I go, well, I go, when your tour ends, I will fly to Texas and see you, my sweet. Yeah. I'm not getting you out of Yemen there. When your tour ends, well, I'll go meet you in Texas. It'll be fine.
I'm not going to Yemen.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. She goes, but you know that I'm still in Yemen for a peacekeeping mission, soon return back to the state, but don't know the date yet. I go, when you come home, I will fly to you. Until then, we will correspond on here, baby. She goes, okay, honey. I go, what are you doing now? She goes, what, okay, if I ask you to request for my leave to our department commander? Aha! Typical.
Wait, say that again?
She wants me to ask for her leave. Now, this is a common trick done by people pretending to be in the military, where you have to ask them, Well, you have to contact somebody who's a scammer to get them for their lead to ask permission. And then you have to pay like a fee or something. But in reality, in reality, they get their own leave. That doesn't cost them anything, and you don't have to ask for it. But they're playing on my naivete, so they think.
Right.
So.
And how bizarre that they would say, "Oh, I have to have somebody ask if I could do this." What?
That is standard. That is very standard.
I didn't know that.
So she goes, "What if I ask you to request for my leave to our department commander? What do you think I say to this?"
Can't you ask for yourself?
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, why can't she ask for yourself? And another thing is the military runs by the military, not by civilians.
Yeah.
So you're a civilian. You're going to tell the commander that she wants to go on leave?
Sadly, many people fall for this. I go, I don't think I should get involved. Do your duty and I'll be here waiting for you, honey.
Shouldn't see that coming.
Nope.
Especially not after the sexy talk.
Nope. She goes, "Okay, no problem, honey." I give her a kiss emoji. She goes, "But why don't you want to request my leave?" And then she gives me a bunch of kisses and hearts. I go, "I think it would work against you. I will tell you about my military, quote, experience at some point. I just don't want to talk about it now. For now, I'd rather think of my Michelle. You never can tell. My Michelle."
Oh, little GNR?
Little GNR, kids. But now, this is the first time I'm hinting I'm not just a civilian.
Yes, I bet that hit like a ton of bricks.
Well, we would need them to be perceptive, Pip, so.
That's true. They'd have to be paying attention.
She goes, "Okay, now tell me what you have experience in military." This one's paying attention.
Okay, yeah.
I go, "Honey, please, I just said I don't want it right now. Please respect me." I'm gonna make her hold out. I can't just reveal my cards right away.
"Please respect me." That sounds like what that guy said to me.
Yeah. She goes, "Okay, so sorry, sweetie. Don't be angry with me, please." I go, "It's all right, baby. We must respect each other." She goes, "Okay, it's all right, honey." And then I send her a kiss emoji, an eggplant, and a heart. Why wouldn't I?
Why an eggplant?
Because it symbolizes a cock, stupid.
Oh,
you didn't know that? Oh, that's funny.
That's why Joe and Joe's girls have the worst fucking text sex ever. Joe doesn't send eggplant emojis. He spells out the word eggplant.
No, he just says cock.
I know. That's not funny, stupid. If he's...
I know.
Oh, goodness gracious. She goes, "What are you doing now, baby?" I go, "Watching TV." She gives me a bunch of lips and hearts. I go, "Just chilling." She goes, "Okay, that's good, sweetheart." I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm missing you so much, honey." I go, "I miss you too." She goes, "I'm about to sleep, honey." I go, "Okay, do you want me to let you go?" She goes, "Not now, honey." I go, "Okay, what shall we do?" She goes, "You know, I'm missing you so much. I want to talk with you now, honey." I go, and this is 6:02 p.m. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I go, "Okay, I'm always happy to talk with my girlfriend." She goes, "Me too, sweetie." She goes, "What are you wearing now, my forever?" She's always interested in what I'm wearing.
I know. Yeah, she wants to know how to take it off.
She goes, "You were happy to talk to your girlfriend, LL?" I go, "Sure, it's in a t-shirt." She goes, "Girlfriend or boyfriend, which one, sweetheart?" I go, "Well, I'd like to think I'm your one and only." I go, "Do you have a girlfriend too? That'd be kind of sexy." Devil emoji. She goes, "Really?" I go, "Sure, I'm open-minded." She goes, "You know you are my one and only." I go, "Do you like women?" She goes, "Which type of question is this? Did I like a woman?" Uh-oh.
Wow, she's not happy about that.
Uh-oh. I've overstepped my bounds.
Yes.
I go, "Just a question. I'm not judging you, honey. Sometimes women like women." She goes, "You, do you like a man?" I go, "I do not, but I have friends who do." She goes, "Baby, same to me." I go, "You have some lesbian friends?" She goes, "Baby, I don't have because I'm not a lesbian." Okay. This is a problem here.
Yeah. She's not understanding. She's a little close-minded, I think.
Yes.
I don't have any lesbian friends because I'm not a lesbian. It's like, you can still be friends, you know?
Yeah.
I go, "Okay, love. I'm in entertainment, so there's a decent amount of homosexuality. Take Joe, for instance."
Oh,
She goes, sweetheart. I go, you are not one of them. I hope you are not one of them. She's worrying if I'm gay. I go, you have doubt.
Yeah, one of them Kansas City show folk fags, are you?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Where'd that came from?
Wow. That's terrible.
Oh, that's funny. Oh. Funny.
I go, you have doubts? She goes, what? I go, you think I may be gay? She goes, not really. It's just a question that I ask. Sweetheart, please don't be mad at me. I like how this one never wants me to be mad at her. I have a feeling at some point I will be mad at her. But at this point, she doesn't want me to be mad at her.
Right, right. Well, maybe she's had people, like, fly off the handle. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe she's been abused.
Yeah.
I go, not really, LOL. I go, when we are together, I will show your pussy how straight I am. Yes, I will. She laughed.
That is a very straight guy response.
I'm a very straight guy.
Ooh.
She laughs. She goes, I can't wait till then, sweetheart. Bunch of lip emojis. I go, oh, you won't be laughing. You'll be screaming, devil emoji. She goes, baby, I'm serious. Ooh. I go, so am I. She goes, okay, honey. I want to please you. And what is it, honey? I go, I don't understand. I want to please you sexually when we are together. She goes, okay. She goes, honey. I go, not very enthusiastic, LOL. She goes, I can't wait to see you in person and have serious sex with you, sweetheart. This is what we need, the serious sex.
I just like the way you say, I want to please you sexually when we're together. And it's like, I was just planning on antiquing, but...
We can do your thing, too, as long as we can go antiquing after.
I was just putting on antiquing.
I go, well, not too serious. It should be fun, LOL. Really, I just want to hold you and kiss you, and everything else is just a great plus. She goes, baby, why I put it serious is because I have not had sex for a very long time now. I go, well, you can use me to have all the sex you want, baby. She goes, me too, sweetie. Okay, I trust you, honey. I go, good. She goes, I know you can fuck Hade.
A what?
Well, I said, huh.
Yeah. You fucking Hades? What are you doing?
I go, what is Fuke? It's F-U-C-H, by the way. I go, what is Fuke Hade? She goes, sweetheart, I mean sex had. I go, what is your favorite position? She goes, sweetheart, I don't understand you. I go, sexual position. Baby, you tell me what is sexual position. And then I gave her a link to an article in Women's Health Magazine, Sex and Love, Sex Positions Guide.
Nice.
Yeah. I figure that's
And that actually is helpful if she has no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Listen, I am nothing if not helpful. She goes, okay, that's good, honey. I go, you can see what you like. She goes, okay, sweet. She goes, okay, honey, sweetheart, talk to you later. I go, all right, baby, sweet dream. She goes, please don't be angry with me. I love you. I go, why would I be angry? Bunch of hearts, kisses, hearts. And then I send her a bunch of hearts and everything. And I think that's a good place to end.
I'm concerned about how worried she is about you being angry all the time.
Frankly, I wish you were a little more concerned about that.
Right.
What do you mean?
No, I wish you were more concerned, Pip, about how angry you make me. I think you could take a page out of Michelle's book, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I hope you're not mad at me.
A little perturbed.
Okay.
So what do you guys think of this?
There's got to be money coming somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a woman, you know, mm-hmm. for sure. But it's also like, it's really funny how you get into the sexy talk and she just like spirits away, kind of like when things are getting good.
Well, they all do that, but she definitely went with it a lot longer.
Oh yeah,
she did. Yeah, she seems to enjoy it, and she's she's going to use the sexual aspect of your relationship much more than the other ones do.
Yeah, we've never seen this one. We've never seen this.
No. She's not like, you know, oh, I love you. I just want to say how much I love you. She's like, what are you wearing? I mean, she gets right down into it. It's like, damn.
There's fingers. There's fucking. It's all sorts of serious stuff. There's sucking and fucking. I mean, this is a different animal. It's kind of weird reading this shit. It's like, you know, you're writing it so you can read it, but then you're sitting there reading, it's like, wow, this is pretty freaking graphic.
Right, right. But also, for as graphic as she is, she had no idea what you were talking about, sex positions. It's like, really? See, you seem to be pretty into it. You don't know more than, say, one?
And every other scammer always goes to doggy style. That's their always default. Yeah. They all go to doggy style. So this one's like, what are these sexual positions you speak of?
Yeah. Well, it's good you sent her an article.
Anthony Cumia used to always say when he would get like a fine from the FCC, he would have the transcription of what he said. And he goes, you know, when you're on the air saying it, you know, in the middle of a bit, but when you're reading it verbatim, he goes, it's fucking hysterical. Plus the station, but it's funny.
This is definitely a different type. We're a month in. She hasn't really hit me for money. You know, she's doing the sexy talk. This one's in for the long game.
She does seem to really want to build a relationship with you and talk to you a lot. I'm looking forward to seeing what her con is. I mean, obviously she wants to do the. She was trying to do the, military one that I wasn't even aware of, that they would say, can they have, leave and I'll pay for it. Like, who the hell would believe, I guess people do, but...
A lot of people do.
Why would you believe that you had to pay for a military person to have leave? It's like, do you think this is a Mexican jail? What are you doing?
That is a way a lot of them get money, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Now, this one has not gotten money that way as of yet, but...
No, but I like that you're throwing in crazy things like you're looking for Bigfoot.
Yeah, and I have military experience.
And that, yeah, and she noticed, because there have been times with some of these scammers that you'll say something, and they just completely, it slides right over their head.
I'm also forgetful. I've had forgetfulness, and I've been hacked. So I'm throwing all sorts of shit at her, but she's still with me. You know, we almost lost her, but she's in. She's in three fingers deep.
Yeah, no, this is good. This is good. I'm interested to see where this goes.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. It is greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
And Side-Splitting Productions, still time to hire a comic for your holiday party. You could do, or you could do a virtual one, or you could do in person. We could do anything you want. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us up 551-404-3094. Joe, are you performing this week?
No, just spending time with the family. I just want to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Pip would just like to agree. She doesn't want to send her own wishes. She would just like to agree with Joe. Okay.
No, I'm actually starting to lose my voice.
Oh, let's start the show now. yes. Well, all of us wish you all a very happy and pleasant Thanksgiving. We hope you get to enjoy your family and try not to kill each other on the Black Friday sales. Although not a lot of doorbusters this year. Very disappointing. I will be out there blacking and Fridaying, but there will not be doorbuster deals. I got to get furniture and TVs, all sorts of nonsense I got to get. And I don't have a house to put it in yet, but I'll put it in this house. But
not convenient.
It is not convenient, but it is what it is. But it's certainly been fun. We will be back here next week. We will do this again, see what other stories we can come up with for your entertainment. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.